Bishus Avi Mori. We're holding with the sigil of Nachmanat. Last time we were discussing the idea about washing kelim zechzev v'asachas, and we ended up with the concept of a dishwasher. So the shaila in the gate dishwasher, how do you look at it? What are the look of the gate to it? So first in Mitzias, there seems to be, just to clarify, the two different ways of having a dishwasher. There's one they have more in Europe, one more in America. The way they have in Europe is that they put water inside, then there's a healing element inside, and then there's a wand that sprays it around and picks it up from the bottom of the water. That means the water goes inside, fills up the bile, there's a healing element inside, and it sprays from that. So when you do a spraying from something that the healing element is inside, is that considered an Iroi? Is that Kli Rishon Mamash? You're doing an Iroi in the Kli Rishon itself, not an Iroi from the Kli Rishon, doing an Iroi in the Kli Rishon.
Why is
it not eerie?
Every
eerie
is
kind of...
It's like a kumkum.
It's more than just that. It's inside the clay itself. And you have a pot that's molly as if the full, whole pot's full of food over there. Is that considered eerie or that the pot itself? Interesting question. So you want to say what's called an eerie, and another say what's called a clearation. What is an eerie in the clearation? We look at it the full of water over there. In America, the way they have it, the hot water is coming from your boiler, from the tank, and the Iroi is coming from the pot, from the pipes, and there's the Iroi coming out. Dishwasher, I open my parents' dishwasher, it's going to boiler open up, it's steaming out. In America, my parents' dishwasher, we open up and it steams. Okay, let's see if you don't see that. Well, Moshe said the color days in one shoe, but that's the Yatla's point. So, the Gemara first of what is going on over here. That's one Shiloh. Another thing about what, how the idea of Malizea affect over here. Do you make it the things that are around, they're all connected. We know already that if you cover a pot, makes it Malizea, it's all inside one pot. The Israeli one depends where you buy it from. If you can buy an American one. Okay, so yours is a European one, so it heats up inside. And therefore they discuss, like, more to get how to kashu it also. Can you kashu through Iroi? Can you kashu through Iroi if it's a heating element that's inside?
It's closed, even whatever it's closed, and heats up inside, you don't need hot water. Hot water doesn't come
into
the chamber, right?
But the dishwasher.
The dishwasher, yeah. The Yonkers was closed.
Right. So still comes in cold water. So this question, again, that's one shell of what works two different ways. Second question, how exactly looks the Zay over here, beside the Bli, beside the Mamushes over here. And what you really have to discuss is three things. Number one, the walls. Number two is the racks. And number three is beside the sink of the filters. Those are three things that I was from discussing. You have the walls, the racks, and then the filter you have over there has the filters left behind. Most of them might have filters. First, what does Swarm come along and say? Most of the Swarm come along and say there's no Eitzah Zechazah. Most of the Swarm, the Betzino, and the Yashiv, and the Vosner, and the Mekshuva, and the Barashuchan, discussed earlier, Ami Ashba, others, Chai Levi, there's no Eitzah Zechazah. The one who does discuss it, wants to matter, Zechazah. Yeah, either one. To do first Fleshik, then Melchiks. Why? So first, come along to Moshe, and he has six Tshuvas to say the Mice, why it's Mutter. One after another, I keep asking him. And he gets involved with the different things over here. He said, inside the walls, he says it's Zechazah, Napanat Tetero. That's basically his main story over here. He does say he's still, it's better to run a cycle in between and do a quasi agol over here. He says, inside the racks, that you have to have separate racks. You have to use one and switch it every single time. They're touching it as least inside Mamish. Come on, the son, and point out, those are two things that causes the walls and the racks. What happened inside the sugar of the filters? I mean, Mamish is here, Mamish.
Right.
That what happens? That when you have water sitting in the bottom, and now also the bottom gets absorbed with the basar, and gets absorbed with cholov. So your basar b'chol mamish in the bottom. The walls are basar b'chol mamish, that's napanat yisua. So how in the world do you take care of the sugar when your mamashis of basar and cholov, the belay inside, which are the sugar of napanat yisua and basar b'chol mamish?
What?
The first piece that goes, again, you have one. We'll get to each one, we'll get to soap. But first, yeah, basar that came right over there, falls down onto the bottom. So right now it's belay inside.
It's not the water in the way. It's the same thing as a sink.
No, the sink is eroi. This is mamish. This is again. This is
yeah, sink
is born out water.
Sink, everyone's asking you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it real time.
Cholopakos. Cholopakos can be even worse. But my say it's sitting inside, it's being belayed, and then you have no atterim anymore, not the atterim, not the yisur over here. This is mamash over here. So maybe he has six tshuva discussing it, and at one time discussed the content of filters. So Rabbi Forrest, when he discusses this, Barichas in the Sefer, he writes, Moshe doesn't discuss it. Either he simply or Shishim does not know exactly why, and he never mentioned it. And he says, Mestoma, maybe they didn't have filters in those days. Maybe it's a different type of system than what we have today. But say, due to our systems, a lot of times there are a filter there, and the pieces that they are left behind, therefore today will not be a Moshe's Heter. He did not discuss it. Yeah, six shoes is missing out the main issue. The main problem.
Why did Mamash just the walls? Mamash is everywhere.
Fine.
Even without the filter.
No, that's not, but that did not, but not.
No, it's Mamash is the first time. It became real pleasure. Mamash is the move. It's the second time.
So it should go inside also. It's not an issue. So you get involved.
And Mamash is involved.
Correct. Because that's only inside Eroi and not about the day. It gets a different as far as over here. The main problem is the pieces over here. I don't know.
I've never seen the dishwasher.
Where the pieces go? Where are they? Where are the pieces?
So besides that
issue, what the one of the main bayot in the heter is what happens to the mamashes. Elamai, people start saying it's not real achila. We're talking about this again now. It's a dalad of it's spokum over here. It's ashes. It's detergent over here. So just we'll get to the shach. Shach says the eitzah of efer is not applied by mamashes. And as far the shach comes along the kuzi kesset and answer back the taz. Okay, it might be on the outside it makes the lufkan, but the inside of mice is very good. You might not want to eat it. The mice are pieces, no eitzah of detergent. There's no eitzah. That's the shach says. Kuzi kesset.
You're talking about pieces. You can't compare it to something which would have got smashed with.
No, so over time it might affect it. But in the beginning, right. again, you're right. You might tell me after a week or two it's not real achilo. But in the beginning it is. So right now you have it's a bosom hole right now.
First week.
First time you
do it. The first time it goes in, so the mice won't work. Now, they do discuss what about against the Boston Hall, definitely the problem. What about the parvo in the Fleischke dishwasher or vice versa? Parvo in the milk dishwasher. Again, but you forget about the filters. If you clean it out, maybe, yeah, but otherwise, you have to get the filters again. If you have a mushroom here, you have an issue. Tell me there's no mushrooms here, you want to see it, it's not
obvious.
But parvo, because then you have a mushroom, it's a place you go into your parvo thing. It's not talking about belias, not banas. It can either spray out the pieces, or you have belias going straight from the boss.
Pieces are boss, it goes straight.
Even out there, the belias are boss is being belayas straight. So not the shash bishuli. The shash bishuli, because Shuvah says, it's one knot. One knot's going to flesh kapat.
If you want to see it, come to my house, I'll show you where
the. No, not that. The water that's sitting at the bottom, you belay a bosser. Again, it sits and it sprays up, and that belay is going straight into your pot over here. It's fleshings. It's not straight. But this negates to a dishwasher wipe, it could have placed a machmasai in parvosai in again, fleshings after milchiks. To be machshuit, had a kashuit, that will have to get to the simon tuft and aleph. Now, our sugya sif dalad. Sugya sif dalad is efer, is ashes. So I'm like calling the sugya of detergent or sabon. Two different sugyas. We'll get to exactly why not to mix the two of the sugyas up together. First, we have the sugya of efer ashes over here. Come on, the mechaber b'losh and yirali. I seem to hold this halacha that you have a bus over here that you have a blia coming out of it and going into inside your plate. Since it goes inside the plate, lifgam, the loch is anything that goes in lifgam, the plate is mutter. That means the loch is what's any of neyoymoy, lifgam is also rolled only because they're otter benyoymoy. Something goes in lifgam, maestically is mutter. That's the machaber. The ma over here does not disagree. That means they say the ma agrees with machaber over here. And there's lavush, the semach tzedek, Pitaya, Shulchan Gvaya, or Khashulchan, or Khashulchan, when he writes it down the Salocha, he says, first of all, the Minigah Poshet Eitzel Kol Bale Hayra, like this Mechaber. The Minigah Poshet is to follow the Mechaber. It says, Nochazach, he said also the Chush Meir, the Metzias tells us, go taste it, it's no Samav Gam. So we have Mechaber, and this place can go this way, that's the Minigah Meir Hayra, that's the Metzias, that's Poshet the Metzias. What? That's the Metzias. Asad Hashani. Kamlung Taz and Isim Pezayin Sevav, Kamlung Lishach and Isim Sugim Chanan, that Pesach wants to be rather Sugim Chanan by Ben Ephraim, there's no way Kashi Klimidian, why not the case of Efer, even the case of Ben Yem over here. And then for Side, the Taz and Shach end off Tzorchi and Lamaiso, the Goin brings it down, he says, Ayin Taz and Shach disagrees and argues. That means the way the Goin stands at Taz and Shach, then Lamaiso being Machm over here. Now those who go in between have Seruba, the Chof Mazadam, Chavadas, Pichodesh, they say, have Seruba, you can't be Mekel. Maisa, come over that Ketruv, when being said the Archashulcha says, Minig Mayra, that's the Chosh. He says, Pella. First, he's saying that it's a Minig Mayra. I don't know. Look around the Yad Ephraim, the Vushay Srad, the Yad Yehuda, Peschetruva, they're also Peschim over here. They seem to be Machm over here. That's how he brings it down. That's how he brings it down.
What does that mean?
He says, you have to read this slowly, Peschetruva.
Yeah, he's saying a new swarm. Why?
He
says, it makes sense.
That's what he means. They don't hold with this idea, the idea of Afer.
But it works. It does something else.
Okay,
but
this concept doesn't hold. Number two, he says, the Chush is made. He brings down the Yad Yudah, says he tests himself. And it says, Matthias, it does not make it Lufgam. So, Machlokes among the Paiskim, Machlokes among the Minig, we have Machlokes the Chush, what the Matthias is. So, fine. So, what the Meister go do? The two sides over there, some of Machmas, some of Mekel, Machmasaruba, Yishlon, Yishlain. Now, just in standard, since that those are Mekel, what is the get of the Mekelim? So you have to realize there are 2 points over here. Number one, the Kuzi Kesar Kamlum to argue back against the Taz over here, in the case of Caleb. He wants to kind of, that this idea is only to matter things that are, it's only matter the Tam, or you have some Mat Shuman over there. When you have a Moshes over there, pieces over there, or we're not making Lufkam. This Het is Dafko, again, and Blias of Mat Shuman, not more than that. That means today, we have also these type of soaps over here, like Afer, that have not too much taste to it, and therefore only apply to cases that there's no mamash there, Aleph. Second is, Kamul Taz if a Pezayin Sivov. Kamul Tzemach Tzedek, or the Behitim on the page Sim Pezayin, he wants to answer back the Taz Kasha. This halacha is Dafko b'di'evid and not l'chadchilo. That means Ramah is saying a case, and the Mechab is saying a case, that's been said upon Afer, is when you did it already, not to go do it. They were more discussing to go do the Pezayin Sevov. Therefore, said Tzemach Tzedek and the Yaivis, Kol Elio and others, this halacha is Tzemach on Eifer, only B'dieved. That means even those who are being Mekel, Achren Mu'ataina, we have to be Dafka by Belias and not Mamoshes, Aleph, and Nibtu, Dafka B'dieved, not a case of Lechatkilo. Yeah. That's the one answer back to Taz. That's the two Gedorim in the Mekelim. If so, the question is, how do we apply this practically? That means, is this halacha dafka by Afer? Or about other things that make things pogum? Why discussing dafka Afer? When anything? Why dafka this mitzvah is discussing over here? So the Chazanish speaks out. He says, let's think about it. Afer in those days was a cleansing detergent, an agent that cleans things, that Betzim didn't have too much taste to it. If you in those days were put in something that was dava mar, that's not really lachilo, or you'll clean the thing, you'll take it out, make it lefkam, go back inside, and now the kli would have a taste of a mar, something bitter. Now you cook your meat afterwards, you'll have the meat with a bad taste. So the reason why they dafka took afer, because afer is the only thing that would not make your food taste bad. If you take anything that's bitter inside, it will happen, their kelim will belay that taste, and they'll taste the next food. They didn't want to do that. So the eitz that they were discussing was an afer. That's what they clean things with. That was the metzias they used. Could will not be piking the next food they would cook afterwards. If so, come on the chasnish says, let's say, if you use the el piking, davamar.
I'm going to say, is it the
tiny that it's not piking? It's not l'shvach. And it's a more of a power of a taste over here. It's not l'shvach. It's ke'in l'fgam, but doesn't really make your food bad. It's not to be bitter or something bad. What's ashes? Ashes is ashes. It doesn't taste anything. If you ate ashes on Tisha B'Av with your bread, Erev Tisha B'Av, what is that? Not good. Bad? We did eat it. Who knew?
You see, if water hits ichor, it doesn't become polymer right away.
What?
We learned that if water hits ichor, it doesn't become polymer right away. If milk could hit ichor on the way to a pot, it doesn't become polymer.
I'm not sure what case you're referring to.
When milk on the counter that hit ichor, you said it's going to become polymer. Clearly, ichor is not polymer food, right?
No, I mean, no. About it, we're saying it. It does eventually. It's polygamy. It just doesn't make. It's not as strong as a bad taste. Therefore, it says the Chaznish. Let's say you want a kasher, even a kliyaser. You want a kasher with double mar. Tell me, it's polygamy. He says, be'etzem, you should be able to put a double mar inside a pot, be blow inside the walls, and be polygamy the bleas inside the walls. Except we don't know if it goes inside all the bleas or not. However, when they get to kashering things. How does kashering things work? It works, as what says over here by the Nos Kalim, you put water inside, all the bleas of the walls, when you come to Sechas, bubbling goes out inside the pot, goes inside the water. Now once it goes inside the water, it's near the bleas, now the problems go back inside the walls. So the Chaznish is very simple, all the bleas go out inside the water. If the water has things that are mar inside, to have a pogum inside, what's going back inside the pot?
Pogum.
Pogum, have a pogum. Therefore, in that case, I go kasher the kelim. I can tell me b'zman hazeh, we don't taste it. It's not really going in and out. We don't taste it inside the walls. But then it never went in the first place. Either all went out, all went in, or nothing went in at all. Whatever went in and out went out the first time, the second time. So, b'esem tazach hadish b'zman hazeh, all the nice kelim agree with something that's bitter, you can't kasher. The whole machlokes is dafker by afer, by ashes. That's its tzorchi in the taz and shach. With something bitter, well, maisel works.
Detergent and boiling water.
Yeah, detergent with boiling water, mice will work. That means the sugar of Afer, the Tazan Shach is only argued by Afer. But Dov Amar could be heaven agrees. That loved after the Machlokes. Therefore, come along the Kashrus organizations, and the Swam come along and say, you want to Kashrus something. The Lach will get to Kufafez, Tofton Alf, we only Kashrus things that Inim Bnei Yoimai. What Inim Bnei Yoimai? Can the bleeds go out? Nice time, then it comes, it goes back inside. Nice time, Lafgam, the mice is smutters, Napa, Napa, Tero, no problem. But let's say you have to cash things within Ben Yaimai. What's the Eitzo? They say put things that are detergent. Putting things that are Dava Mar. And therefore, all the cash organizations, as far as I know, Makma Tzarech, Makma Hefzid, the Tzarech upon cashing things that are Ben Yaimai with this Eitzo, not of Afer, that doesn't work, that's a Macholik Taz and Shach, but things that the Maisa are better.
Why is Ben Yaimai?
I feel Ben Yaimai, yeah, Ben Yaimai.
Why is soap different?
Because soap is bitter. It's not a
it's
more.
Not bitter.
Soap is a bad taste.
Detergent soap thing?
Yeah, detergent soap. I mean, Afer is one second, everything else.
Detergent soap might be different.
No. Afer is different. Afer is different than everything else. The Metzias, what the Elam does when they want to cash things, that means any dishwasher, everyone's discussing detergent. He's sitting discussing soap. But the way they cash things, the cashless organizations, they use bleach.
They have something very special.
Ammonia, bleach. They pour it inside. Now, the problem they point out, Reisman says it's over, that all organizations do it, Rabelski says it's over, is that you have to know exactly what you're doing. Because the boiling point by water is 212, 200, depends where you live. The boiling point by bleach is 170. Therefore, the bleach will boil out before the wall comes to the bubbling point. You have to keep adding in. Therefore, Reisman says he walked into a place in the kitchen, in a hotel, they were cashing things, they put a lot of bleach. He puts a finger into the water, whatever, it got a little bit, it tastes it, not bitter at all. You guys do not know what they're doing. You have to make sure, you have to keep adding in afterwards. Babalski says you need a college degree to know what you're doing, or be taught to know exactly what to go
so
do.
CRC created a new thing that's super bitter.
So, I don't know, super?
Bitter, like something crazy bitter.
But it has to be in a case, I don't care how bitter it is, it has to evaporate before the water gets to a boiling point. That's the problem. The oil is not a buff, but it's something bitter.
No, you don't have oil.
No, first of all, sorry, the two things. First of all, the kashu shamashk is not that simple. We don't kashu shamashk in lechatchila, even with the everyday shlotim.
And bleach is what?
No, bleach is just dissolves inside the water. It's the water bath from kashu.
What?
From
heter?
Not lechatchila, no. Again, when Mokhamad Tzarech, when you take over these hotels, you're making a dinner for a certain yeshiva, so what to go do? They have no other option. They cash the things that have been yoma with bleach. That's what they do.
So it's just as much of Mokhamad Tzarech
from Shamashkin, no? Shamashkin is not that simple. After the sugya, but also, I'm not sure if that even works. Why should the boiling point of oil help for
other.
No, if you flavor
something, no, if you find another liquid other than water,
then the water won't get a, then the water won't get the won't get a boiling point.
Whatever
the water has to get the bubbling. If you stop the water from getting the bubbling.
But if you're putting tea in the water, it's boiling as water.
Again, what?
So you just need something that has the same boiling point as water.
Okay. The mice is you have to make sure you're doing it correctly. But the correcting it can't see animally. That's what a buzz can arise and say over. Fine. The next ago, the face evolve is the idea of having milk next to fleishix or pyramid next to fleishix. Right, one next to each other. That was Nimtso. That was so that we said we don't have any of the eight aspects. Right? The only question it has again about the Tzav Suga of Lifgam. Again, you could say the Sfor to Michael. I might have no aspects. Is that Betzim? Again, if you have detergent that's going through your dishwasher, again about with different stages. In dishwasher, there's a pre-wash sometimes. Sometimes not. Detergent come out in the beginning, in the middle, or the end. They point out, they say, first of all, dishwasher at the end, by the last rinse, there's no detergent coming out. They point out the last rinse can really mess up your silverware over here. You have pieces over here if you have a filter. And you have the water that's coming out in the last rinse has no soap inside. That means the first and second rinse has soap inside. Again, it doesn't make it again. There's mamosh, no, but mamoshes cannot make lifgam. Mamoshes can. However, what happens here, if you had a first soap over here, so the bleah will go into the water that has soap inside. So it doesn't make a difference. The second water has soap, also won't be a problem. Third water has no soap, it's going from mamoshes into water that's not lifgam that's going to be clean. That's the problem. Therefore, all the swam say you really should kasher it.
Kasher everything?
The spoon.
Depends. Well, again, it was dirty when in milk or not, or whatever. How to go in. Think about other questions.
With a whole load of.
But that spoon is what? If it's. We made with. You know for sure? If you know for sure, then you have an issue.
You don't
think
there's shishim with
everything? Again, about, you have to look at shishim with Molize over here.
Well, could be. Yeah, but include you in
but again, you still have cash in the spoon. The spoon is still
here.
Okay.
Sure.
But
you
still have to cash in the spoon.
Everything
else would
be fine.
You usually, Labdaf, you know there's mamoshes on the spoon. That's the mitzvah. So you left anyway, that needs to be made.
And then
the spoon will be fine? The spoon, anyway, you always have to cash in. Question is the other things you have to cash in. That you left off because it's a machzakis. So then you have sekis. But next to good, hey, involved is the idea of milk next to fleishik, so parve next to fleishik or next to milk. So betzim that's a hemshach of the sugyo by us after sugyo not by not. Rav Dimi asked Rav Nachman, what's the loch of the person have a kad of melech next to a kad of kutach? You have a pitcher of salt next to a pitcher of kutach. The answer back of Nachman, the mice says also. Yes, and what about the case of chaymitz next to it? So that case, the mice is mutter. What's the chilek? The chilek is, this is isum einai, this is less of einai. What is the havan behind it? Two mahals among the Rishonim. The way Rashi understands is that when you have kutach next to salt, so then the kutach, which is a milk dip, will fall inside the salt. It is always thick over here. It will not be mavotal. Now you have little clumps over here of milk. They'll take that salt to put inside your meat. Therefore, we also say isum einai. Mashaking inside chaymitz. It dissolves, it becomes bottle, there's no nesinus tam, therefore it's mortar. That's Rashi. And Rashi adds in, there is no nesinus tam over here. Rashi says those words. And therefore, the Pesach will bring down Rashi, or the Rajba, or the Taisvis, the Rosh, they go this Mahalach, the idea, we're chesh for what? A full one to another. The Chesh is Shemi Yipol. That's his side. Asad Hasheni, they said to bring down the Rambam, when the Chalam before, and they come along with a different Avon over here, that will draw out one from another. I'll have this card next to the case of kutach. The salt will draw out from the kutach into the salt over here, and now it's milk of salt. Put on top of the meat, the mice will be ulcer. Those are the two avonas over here. Now, first, as one point out, this iser is dafka when your salt is used for milk.
They will draw out even if it doesn't fall.
Right, there's two separate chashashas over here. One Rashi Shem Yipol, and second chashash Ram will draw out. We'll get to each one in Gedarim. We'll get to each one. We'll find each one. We'll try to find each one. So first, this idea is very clear. The reason was because the salt was used to siphon milk and siphon fleishiks. Speaks out the chayim, but the shulchan is very clear. Let's say your salt that's been yuchit for one. That means today you buy salt with a red top or a blue top or a white top. There are three different ones in the stores. The red is for fleishiks, blue is for milk, white is for pyrofoam. If you have salt in your house that you use it that way, it's miyuchad, the whole sugya won't apply. That means this whole entire sugya is because a person used salt milk and fly shakes. If you designate, in your house, you have two different salt shakers types. You have one that's the thicker one, that's for flay shakes, and you have the thinner one for malux. So you won't have the sugya, you won't apply the whole entire sugya. It won't make a difference. You only use it for the other one, right? The whole sugya is only when it's not designated. No. Again, if you have the milk one next to milk, you have flay shakes, then you have the issue. But I mean, if you designate the ones, that's fine. That's Aleph. Now, just to go through each mahalach over here. Okay, we have the chashash shem yipol and the chashash of drawing one from another. So let's define each hanhoga and how to apply it practically. The idea of shem yipol, first of all, the Gemara's case is kutach. Next, the case of melach. Is it dafka melach or other things? Is it dafka kutach or other things? So first, negative is dafka salt or not. Speaks of the yadhuda brought down by the Badei Shulchan. What's the difference? If the whole chashash falls inside, put to other things, it's death to eat with other things. We also. It's not dim yuchin and salt. Salt was used to put in the flesh and milchix. So also, anything that you have, a chumas made with flesh and milchix, or anything, salad, flesh and milchix, will have the same problem.
Like
Rashi. Rashi, yeah. When Rashi sheet is shem yipol. Why should it make any difference? If it falls inside, it'll be thick, it won't be mavatl inside, it should not make any svar to mechalik. It's aleph. Second is, the word over is a case of kutach. Is it dafka kutach in the milk, or anything else? We need dafka kutach. Do we have kutach? Do you even know what kutach is? I have no idea what kutach is. It's a milk dip. That's all it is. Not sure what it is. So nice again, the Daka Moshe does bring down from Issevet Aruch dim yuchad and kutach. It does say that. The Maisa is not brought down that way in the Mechaper. The Baal Shulchan wants to say maybe the Ramo is Chayzer. Once they say Chayzer, they bring it down dafka by kutach. And therefore, the Maisa, the Smag says it's by everything, and the Ritva says it's by everything, and the Ben Yeruchim, and the Vosh, and the Chokh Mazod, and the Ben Ishchai, Yad Yehuda, the person Maisa bring it down, it applies to everything. Whether it's your cow cheese or your milk, whatever it is, it applies to that. That means, again, so number one, applies to anything that's parva, whether it's salt or not. And number two, applies to anything that's milchix, whether it's kutach or not. If so, now we have to know how to apply this. What's the term over here? Mice applies to anything that's parva, as the derek is to be milk and flechix, next to anything that's milchix over here. So one very simple eitzah we have, kamun du amah, bring down the isavet arach, if it's covered. The only chashash is shem yipol, whether the salt is covered or the milk is covered, the mice won't have the problem over here. The milk is covered, that'll be one eighth over here. A second question is, how far separate do you have to be? Is that good? Is touching each other be a problem, or even separate? So the Svar Shabbat Yam Shlom brings down, even if they're close to each other, be a problem. How far to the close? How far is far? Very simple, as about the Shulchan writes, for your voice, whatever you decide, whatever you think, that'll be practical over here. That means one thing over here, one thing over here, is not going to pull one to another. Close by the Maisa, yeah. How, where exactly the line is, let you argue about that. The Maisa, even if it's not touching, the Lach is, we'll still have the Chumra over here. Number three, what the Lach of the Maisa you had one next to each other, is there be mutter v'diavad. So speaks out to Ramo, once it happened, loy chashinon. Why not to be chashish, says the Goyin, ein machzik and nesser. Like we on Sif Gimel, the sugi of Nimtso, over here also is the same aloha, not be machzik isser, and maisa be mutter over here. Sorry? You can't do a lachat chil, but once it's done, maisa it's mutter. Now they do ask a question, how long are we saying to be there to answer it? Let's say the deal of Fisho. An hour, half hour, 10 minutes. Is that also a problem with Chachilo? So look among the Rishonim, a little bit of a mavuch over here. The Ram Maisa wants to be Michael. Pitoy said Maisa is Mutter. Atzal Hashem, the Swam seem to go like the Arzua. He said Maisa even Bisho, Hashem Yipol, we have a Chash. The Maisa the Aser. Bichodesh brings down that way. Yeah, you do one this way. But the Shulchan, they're passing the Yipol. The Shulchan says, even on the table, you're sitting there for an hour during the meal, or half hour during the meal, you have to be very careful that you do not have these things one next to another. The Maisa, once it's done, but the Yavadeh would not be Machzik. Not to put one thing next to another. Therefore, just what came out from the first mahalach over here, Rashi to Shem Yipol, the halach applies to anything that's parvo, should not be next to anything that's milchix, even if it's shah lechatchilo. However, if it's mechusah, it'll be mutter, number one, and number two, if it's miyuchah, it'll also be mutter. If they have salad only for milchix, it might be mutter. And Miyuchav the Maisa be Motor, and B'di Eved also Maisa Emach Sikin Isla the Maisa be Motor over here. That's the first Malach of Shem Yipol.
Baby's bowel be also put on the table, push it.
If the chash we fall we'll spray one to another. If there's a chash, yes.
Baby's what? Bottle that doesn't have to be touching. Could be anywhere on the table.
Honestly, I can never see it spray. When the kid shakes it, working around. When the kid's hand is worse than on the table usually. When the kid shakes it, it sprays out. When it's on the table, like, yeah, it's better on the table. There might be a sugar you might need a heck over there because welcome to a slice check. That would discuss another question.
Something sprayable, right?
Yeah, I don't think a kid's bottle will be any issue. Practically, I don't think I've ever seen it spray by, come out by itself. This doesn't happen. The second malach, the Rambam's malach, that it might draw one from another. So, first, the chiluk between the Rashi and Shem Yipol, an idea of drawing one from another, that could be numerous nafkaminas. One is, the avona is, let's say it's covered, would it work or not? So, it seems to be an argument among the Gedolei HaChoinim, what the side of the Rambam's Shita will draw out. Where is it drawing from? Is it drawing through the Kli, or through the atmosphere over here? Through the Avir, or through the Kli? The way how the Prima Gadim over here points out, is going through the Kli, Darif Tafanis, through the walls over here. Therefore, covering will not help. Not like Rashi, covering does help. Sorry? We'll get to that. First, let's see the sheet. So first of all, the way how it works, the way the Prima Gadim says it's going through the walls, the Adjudah says not that way. It's going through the Avir. So, arguing how exactly it's working, nafmina will be the other hetter of covering. According to the Prima Gadim, myself, chumah will be covering will not work. It's aleph. A second nafmina is we're saying going to Rashi, even if it does not touch, you have to be machmer because mine is full as long as it's close to each other. According to this malach, according to the Rambam, they're not touching. What's halacha? They point out if the idea over here is they're going to draw through the walls, they have to be touching. It'll be a cool over here. That's how the Am Shleim, the Prima Gadim go, the Prima Gadim go. We go through the avir from the Yad Yehuda. Even not touching, it could be machm over here. Bada Shulchan says.
Does the Ram make hell? What kind of keli is?
We'll get to that. We'll go through the things. Third point over here. What's the lach in the gate to b'di'evet? Come along, the Chayim wanted to point out that over here b'di'evet, every piece is also because the Chazal is telling us the Jew is one from another. It's a chumr over here. A fourth point over here. The fee shah, even Prima Gadim Masovik. Fourth point over here, the fee shah for a small amount of time, what's halach in that case? Again, the Yad Yudah might want to see machm over here. I mean, first it comes out over here, things that could be a chiluk between Rashid and Ramashid, there are four chilukim, and three of them might be a chumrus and one lakulah. I mean, we had a chumr over here that covered does not help, a chumr over here that by the ever the mice will be ulcer, a chumr of the fee shah, everyone says it's a pram over here, and one kulah without touching mice can be makel. This is chora chalukim over here. The maiso.
Why is b'di'evet would be awesome?
Because the chazal tells it draws out. That's a chashash shem yipol. Not shema might happen. This is what happens. The maiso. They point out first. Well, how to apply this halacha? Is it dafka kutach? Is it dafka melach? So first, is it dafka melach? Nach brings out the chayim by the shulchan says dafka salt. Number two, is it dafka kutach or not? So come along the chayim. Bring down the yad yehuda. Bring down the real esavet aruf. So dafka kutach has a rare chodok, very powerful smell of air. This halacha in the Rambam Shita, number one is dafka melech, number two dafka kutach, and va'oid they bring down their advice one time is dafka kates of kli cheres. That's easy to be blow through it. Therefore, halacha ma'aser we chush of the Rambam. So number one they point out is not put down not by the mechaber, not by the Ramo, not by the Levush, not by the Taz, not by the Shach, not by the Chavdas, not by the Chalpozadim. Halach. Number two, even those who are choshish, the Prima Gadim brings down for Pitoy to be choshish, the Achshul said to be choshish, well, that be choshish if you have kutach and if you have salt and the kli cheres. Fine, be choshish, you don't have those things. Fine. So the Maaseh, be practical about it. It's not too practical to be choshish for the Rambam. Fine, the others are choshish for it. To make it practical is not too practical. That means best we're only left with the Rashi's chash b'metzias of Shem Yipol. Building upon that, the next stage over here now is Sivov. We're saying the halacha of parva next to fleishiks. What's the halacha of milchiks next to fleishiks? It's common cases, and he says, "Adam zartrei." People are very careful milchiks next to fleishiks. Especially you have wives or mothers; they're very careful. They have all these chumras over here. Fine, bochazir yishlozim. But ma'isa, you have an idea over here. The very zartrei milchiks fleishiks. Ma'isa, there are those common the beishetim in the arzura goes to ashri. Machmatav lebracha must be choshe over here like chilish laachmer. Allah Maisa, what to go do? So again, we have a clear machloikis. Machabe says, like Taisus, the Maisa, Odom, the Zer, Tvei, the Maisa is mutlat chila, no problem. Atzad Hashani, the words are more, toim le zor le chat chila. Maisa, be very careful, mock shayin tzarech, if there's no tzarech, otherwise the tzarek can make all. Otherwise the chachilas be choishes. Therefore, the way the chalpaks and the ashnas bring down the chachmas adam and others, even from milchik to pleishik, the ma'isa gonna have to be machmer. Now, what are the klalim? What are the klalim sifay is in sifah? Therefore, if it's mechusar, I'll be mutter. Lefi shah will be a machlokes. Bidi eved. So the girl would not be machzik isra over here. Then we have the same exact klalim. Whatever he said in sifay by sifah over here. What about is next to heter? Will be the same thing over here. Come the Pim Godam, it says it'll be the same machlokes. According to Machab, is next to heter on Mazar Tvei. According to Amal, the mice are the same halachas. Same thing. Chachila should not do it. But the evidence will not be machzik isser. The fee shall be machlokes. Mice the machos be mutter. The same klolim, same idea, same concepts over here. Which now leaves, once we are, all of us I think are, the Ashkenaz, we do not put part of the next half leishiks or milk next half leishiks. Question is what to do with our refrigerators. Refrigerators. That means you want to put your cottage cheese next to your meat or your milk. So first of all, Nama says, "Bossy Lazar, Tarib Lazar, Rechil, not go do that." But even the parable next to things. So first of all, the Sfarim, if you bring down Al Sis Ramal, the Maisi Shabbos Mimach, but they discuss refrigerators, whether it's a Kleisenberger, or Knei Baisim, or is there a Shulchan, or Yivakish Toyo, or a Pitoyo, or different Sfarim, bring down the refrigerator has the same Chumel Maisi Shabbos Mimachmer. Same concept over here. But the Evet, not the Choshish, therefore, what should you do? They point out, number one, cover it. Number two, put it in a distance far away, one from another. They have one shelf another, they should not come to spill. Another eight, so they stepping down, they usually point out, you put the milchiks on bottom, especially what's spilling usually is the milchiks. Put the milchiks on bottom, put the fleishiks on top over here. Whatever the chashas the spilling is, make sure it will not lead to any issues over here. If it's covered, not a problem. But if you have things that are not covered, you open it, throw away the plastic, and it's halfway open. They have chashas, and you ever use a refrigerator over time, you'll look around. That's what happens. Things spill. That's what it is. Falls into your meat. You get the shallows all the time. Why the shallows happen all the time? Because it's not covered. They not follow the correct unhug in the house. You should separate them. One of them. Again, so this halacha agam. I see the shev kalsi the shuva chelkei. Why the many other two mekel? You should know why that's so. Vav Yosef lemaisa he l'shitasa says milchik fleishik ma baya machabim maisa says mutter. Fine, he's a machabim shitovi l'shitasa. But pashas, if you just learn the sugya over here, the simple understanding, go to the amar in the refrigerator. You have to be very careful to separate them either in a distance or cover them. Either get in the distance that they won't have any chashas of spilling or cover them. That's the correct number of what to go do. But the evidence, the maisa not a problem. That's one point. A second point. Once we're discussing, you have to have two separate areas in refrigerators. Do you have to have two separate countertops? Come on the Dakit Shuv over here and bring down the Yamshu Shloimo and says, the idea we're discussing right now is Bevas Achas, one time. But bring down the Yamshu Shloimo and says, we mach me even Zecha Zera on the countertops. Why? Because what will happen, you put your milk there, it'll spill there, put some hot fleshiks there, and we'll lay on one top of another. So the Makor for two countertops, what have two different shayishes, is a Yamshu Shlomo over here on our circle of the Darker Shuvah. Fine, Klippo. So you pass the tray, right, very good. Both possible. Also,
the rest is also only also the shash, and the rest is not the shash.
It's also, right, it's also. It's also, right, it's also a tray.
Shash and the rest is not the shash.
And then for what? Then what? No, Timtum, like what? It's also. It's a chash. That's correct. No,
so,
it's clean.
So,
but
the short's fine.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, they're fine. But the correct unhugger, what the correct unhugger is to separate things, not mechlechs and fleishiks, but vas achas and that, even zerechazer. That's the correct unhugger to go do. Therefore, on the Simon Peches, the Yad Avram on a page brings down this Yam Shulchan, the Aruch Shulchan over there brings down the Yam Shulchan, and the word of the Aruch Shulchan in the 1800s says, Minig apodim b'chol bayis. In those days where the houses were much smaller, they minig in every single house already to have a separate. In Russia, where they had no money, and they minig apodim b'chol bayis in Klal Yisrael might have two separate counters. Minig apodim. Why? Because you might put fleishiks there, and then afterwards, the milchiks, and one thing will be hot, it will be bled one from the other. Now, building upon this, I see that by the shulchan and the zivcha iron, they come along and bring down. If so, also you have to be very careful in the refrigerator. To make sure to have two refrigerators, basically, could you put your fleishik there and your milk there, and your bibaleya? So that, so, oh no, it's hot. So I think mitzias wise, it's not nigger. Because number one, no one's putting in the hot soup, it ruins the soup that you cool down beforehand. Number two is it will crack the glass because it'll be hot down. It's not, come on, I don't think I've ever seen anything hot cooking inside a refrigerator. Ever mind. Hot in the refrigerator? Boiling hot gas breaks, it's not good. Why? You let. Boiling hot chollen? No, you wait. Not yet. It's not hot. It's not hot. You can pick up the container on the bottom, it's not hot. You put in a container.
I have to pick it up.
It's very hard to. You put it in the. You can crack the glass. Whatever it is, come on, never you see it. It's not good for the fridge, I don't think. It's practical, I don't think. But if not, if you want to follow by the shulchan, fine, you can have two fridges or maybe three for power of a later. Now, the Knei Boisim, when he has his tshuva about having two fridges, he got them closed in, he freezes, of course that's a problem, he's got to freeze in the cafe. When they freeze together, it's covered with kumapushal, you have milk and fleishik, of course you have a baya, but you freeze it. In this tshuva, he says, the guy said he had two refrigerators, I'm not two countdowns, are correct. What about your freezers? Fine. Sorry, what? Now, there is an obvious question over here. We're saying over here, it's the idea that we cannot have milk next to fleishiks. There's a Mefurash Mishnah that's brought down Simpei Ches Sevalov Mishnah where it says you can misader on Shulchan Echad milk and fleishiks. It's Mishnah, it's halachal. Kamal Gramon, someone says, Yisrael Chatchila, Mishnah said the Maisi, you can have milk next to fleishiks. It's a black white Mishnah, there's a pillow over here. Oh, so different ways of answering it. One way, by the Shulchan, we're bringing down the Yad Avram on the page in Pei Ches is this question. When I say, talking about when one of them is Mechusar, covered, maybe both of them, one of them is Mechusar. It's Chiddush, no one says it over here, but one's covered, so one's put one to another. All right, Yishlotim. A second eight of the Pretor wants to answer the Shittasa, he wants to handle the Fisho, the Mice is Mutter, it's only for a long time, he wants to matter inside. That's why over here, the Dakshuvi wants to answer, Echanami to on a long table, not one next to each other, one far away, you don't give a place, you could be a milk filler there. Because, so that comes out that for a hacker, it's interesting, for a hacker, has to be far away enough that it won't spill, but close enough, he's still need a hacker. Could we point out the Yom Shlomo says it was out of Amos length? You won't need a hacker anymore. So it's in between cases. Close enough, but far enough.
You can put stuff on lunch table if it's far enough away.
No, you might have to get a halacha. That's a halacha. We on the same table is more. You might have to have two different tables. So if you count off your dots, don't worry about it. Fine. So that's how they want to answer again. Before the Mishnah. Someone told me that he went to a new curl. They asked him three questions in the Issa Vahetir. One question, he asked him, do you need a refrigerator? How do you put your milk and fleishiks in the refrigerator over here? So this is actually a question that a smicha guy got asked. So you have to know, the guy does not know what to answer. For shalacha, this question, side by side, you have to know, either cover it, you have to have a distance, or put milk on the bottom over here. Fine, that's how involved. Siv Zayin, the hemshich of the sugya of malicha, discussing when you're salting things. So therefore, hemshich of the sugya of you have a kli that you have that's saltish, that's fleishik, you have salt inside, you can use the salt to pull it inside milkshakes. So this halacha is already brought down to Simon Kofei in Sifri Kimmel. It's the same exact words, except there it says melech oitavlin, here it says the word melech. That's the same halacha. Just what came out, we had this halacha already, it came out, negate to having a salt dish with putting something inside, there are two ways of having it. Either we're discussing the thing that's putting inside the salty is lach. Another way of having it is putting inside the salty that's yavesh. Now, our case is yavesh, that's if Yud Gimel in Kofei. Case of lach is if Yud Beis in Kofei. What came out in the gate of lach, by lach there's machlikis among the Rishonim. Say the Mechabad Amor or Mekel B'dieve, that case of lach over there. The gate to our sugya, the case of yavesh, what comes out, we have machlikis among the Rishonim. Taisi says, Mutla Chila. Taisi says, Hamach Matavla Bracha. Now, what does that mean? Machlok is Taz versus Kuzi Kesev, where the Kuzi Kesev stands. Meaning, on this specific case, you want to take salt that's inside the salt dish and take it out and put in something else. Hamach Matavla Bracha. Otherwise, Be'etzim it's Mutter. Now, what's this first far beyond it? Why should be Mutter? You know, Malich is Kurisayach. Why in the world you have a fleshy thing that's going inside your salt and putting it into Melchiks? What happened to Malich Kurisayach? So, where the Shach explains the Kufay, very simple. When do we say Melech Kilo Seyach? When is Tafel, when one is Let's say the Torah is the Meluach and the Tameh is Tafel. The Meluach affects the Tafel, and the Tafel does not affect the Meluach. Who over here is a Tafel? The salt dish, the Kli, is a Tafel. It's not salty. The foods are salty. So the Tafel does not affect the salt. That's the Klal. It's very simple. Why the Loch over here, the salt is Parvo? Because the Tafel does not affect the salt. That's the Svar over here.
Even salty, the salt on the dish
is not salt salty. You take it off and you taste it. The dish is not salty.
So
the food is salty.
The clear
salt.
Milk. The milk is not salt.
Like,
look at the piece of meat.
The kutach has a power over here to draw through. The rech chazak, salt with kutach, that's the category over here. Pulling the mamoshes through. Not the blue.
So nothing else.
Yeah. That's what you said, yeah.
So there are your best of
sure. What?
No,
Oh, okay. So the chura could be that's dafka, that's a good point. The man said, mach my touching, it could be dafka my moshes, and no one says it by the case of Kehlum. Kehlum is a shvach hazach. The maisa comes out, Allah la maisa, we have the talis, one like the machaber, maisa is mut lachat chilo. What does lachadchila mean? The way the Yad Yudah says means a double lachadchila. The lachadchila can put the salt inside the dish as fleishiks, and the lachadchila then take out the salt inside milchiks. A double lachadchila means the mutter. Atzal shenin the Ramah brings down the machmatol of bracha. The vush chachmazadim or chashuchan a machmatol of bracha. Kim lataz from a side avenue. That means what are we worried about over here? What's the machmatol of bracha according to the Ramah? We're worried that maybe the dish was not clean. Not clean. That's a chash. So Taz, that might be more tequila, might be cleaner dishes. There's another bayah over here. Maybe the guy's hands aren't clean. And therefore, he takes his hands, he has meat over here, takes the salt out. Next time, he takes out the salt, and the salt's dirty beside his hands. Beside that, come along the Taz, bring down Yom Shloimah, and the minik toiv to miyach, two kelim over here, beside the hands might be dirty. So at the end of the day, it comes out, the Ramad being machmi, maybe the kli is not clean. The Taz being machmi, maybe the hands were not clean. Two different reasons, and therefore we should not use the same salt over here. Halacha at the end of the day, we shouldn't do that. Once it's done, again, why is it smut over here? No problem.
Salt shaker.
Now, what?
Salt dish.
Not salt shaker. Salt shaker, not again. No, right. Now, this halacha, even to be machmer, come on the Pesach Tshuva, and one says, that by Kli Cheres. You have to know why. It's not clean over here. What's the difference? He's a dirty. What's the difference? Who clears? Why Dafka Kli Cheres over here? Most of the Dakar Tshuva, the Baruch Shulchan, being down, see what's the place, not the way, what's the spark for it. Therefore, they say the chum over here, to be machma, the salt dish, applies to the chur by all kelim over here. They do point out, we had the halacha at the end of Simon Sab, end of Peites, that we have flesh, we have bread left over from fleshik meal, what's halacha? Shira pas, you cannot eat it with milchaks. That means basically, you cut your challah by your Shabbos meal, you can take your challah and have the big loaf of bread. Hope on the side, that's machmal tal bracha. The slices you cannot eat with milchiks. We put in the kitchen the mice's mortar. Three different things over here. We discussed then is din miyuchad and pas, or is the halacha applied to all things that are parvo? At the table you have hummus, at the table you have salad. Is it also now have a chum over here of shur shamacholim? Also, they cannot eat it by milchiks meal. So mice, the makor looked at the base says, being the erzuru, and he says, even shamacholim. Grace Ashi says even Shamacholim. The Maisa, we have numerous rayas, and for a couple of them from over here, the Maisa applies dafka by case of pas. Number one, we said point out first then, the Aloha, the Torah brings down dafka by pas, the Mechaba says by pas. That's number one. Number two is we had a Svaro in Tzadik Aleph, Biska Chuba, why dafka pas, Aleph Nichi Odom. They point out over here, the Maisa, we're pointing out things next to each other, and the Eved would not be Machzikisr. So over here we have salad left over. It's mamash case of lefisha. Why not even mamash our situation of our lach of hay and low and not machzigeser? So lechor from over here we see that any chumas to tchina that's a dim yuchin apas any else the ma'aser bimot over here. A fourth thing they point out is that the taz over here says is a minig me ashkenaz be machmi in salt. Why not the salt? So we have pots of salt. I mean, it's be everything on the table over here.
So
no, but we have forks also. We have spoons over. Same idea, same kind of laptop in your hands. You got your forks, you're dirty. Your spoon, everything. Meaning, miyuchad over here, melech. Well, if the halach applies to all things, apply to even salt. Tom, maybe. Why they point out, there's an end of peches over there. Over there says, have a salt, this miyuchad, Ramah says himself. Why not the salt, this be everything miyuchad. So from these, the one peches, but two mice over here, they point out, it sounds like clearly the halach is miyuchad and past and none of the other things. Now, just to end off the shaila that happened this Thursday. I finally got shaila licha. Finally, shaila licha. The guy comes over. Rabbeinu Grossman. Comes over to me. He says he made. Rabbeinu said he made roast beef, corned beef, with a dry rub. Explained to me, they took tons of salt, got fresh roast beef, corned beef.
Fresh beef.
Fresh.
Corned the beef.
Corned the beef.
Right.
Corn beef.
You buy corn beef.
He bought fresh beef, and then he, since it's cheaper that way, and he did it himself, put in tons of salt and spices. Then he plans to put it inside his refrigerator for 10 days. Mama let it sit and let it pickle. Mama should have all the idea of doing melicha here. While he's making it, it fell on his milchika counter, and he wanted to know. Tons of salt. Sadly, he was still putting it on. Now the question was, this beef that was not coined yet, what's halacha?
Real on the counter.
Counter.
And the
corned beef. What's halacha of the corned beef? So, just go through the stages. We got like 10 different points over here. Just had the thought process, because on Thursday, I can say that Ilum was discussing his question, basically, we had all the different stages over here, how to think about it. So, first, just step by step. First, the first Ashkof Rishonah might say it's cold, except the Lacha of Leich Kurosayach. That's Kofes of Tess, who should have a problem over here. That's Aleph. Second thing, where he starts saying, well, is it Tech Shem Licha, Acha Shem Licha? In 18 minutes, after 18 minutes. Well, this is Basha Shnia. This is Licha Shnia, right? You already cashed it the first time. This is the second time over here. So what's Lacha after the Shir? So the Shach come along and says, if it's Hefs move of a Sudas Mitzvah, if you have both over here, you can't be Mekel. Not sure this has to move with it. It was a suit. He says, plans to keep it for Shabbos. Maybe he has to move on. He should want to get a has to move with over here. But, and even that's Machlokes over here. And even that's Machlokes. So there'll be some upon that Yishlot and Harbe. The third thing should go through your mind. Well, wait a second. The count is Ain't in the Yemai. Ain't in the Yemai. The count is. And what? First of all, he told me. And second of all, even though we weren't sure, it's not the Ain't in the Yemai. That's number three. Elamai, number four, you can tell us, well, salt. Is salt Dava Charif? Then last Shach on us by Sif Sain says salt is Dava Charif. He says that. That's our Shach. We'll get to Sim Tak Vol and says, by herring is Charif. It's not worse than the case of herring over here. So the fifth thing now that tells you, well, we have Ramon now in Sim Tzadik Hei, Fumal Tzadik Hei, we'll learn now, in Sif Beis, said the Shach, well, so send you Sif Beis, they're more over there, right? That something that's Charif, like salt, does not have a head to any of the Yemen. So we just what?
All things for sure. Just a cleat b'shav.
The whole thing is water. Well, we're not another b'kiyim.
Maybe
cooler.
To
talk about melicha, that's nothing. It's nothing. Well, to talk over. The mechaber says there is. We might call him. There is no sugya to talk over a log of by melicha. No concept like that. Right. That's another sugya to think about. No. El Magen, come tell me. That the Shayesh, the Meiser, is. Sorry, the Shayesh over here has no. It's the Meiser is a case that's taller, that's toffle. Itself is not salty. It's going inside the food. How the world is getting inside the food? So touching one to another over here, Meiser is not going inside. Meiser shouldn't be a problem over here. You tell me, but however, not stay to think, but the Ram says, one touching another, still will be a problem.
Yeah.
Unless the Malcolm Hefsit. Is this a case in Malcolm Hefsit? However, the ninth thing you should realize is a kli over here. It's a kli over here. Is it yavish or is it a case of lach? If it's yavish, that's our sugya. Then machmatol abrach. We asked him, is it yavish or not? He said the way some lach is coming out, the way it was lach a little bit. So it's not our sugya, it's the zayin. So what's the case of lach? Kofay sevye beis. What's the lach in that case? By sevye beis. But yeah, but the machabah my son makel. The meister comes out. You have to go through all these stages over here, all these ideas. Meisiv Yevet is motor. That's what Pashu comes out. Again, you have to go through and not by not. And what?
Stone count is about 10?
Yes.
What was
the 10th thing is Meisiv Kluf Hei Sifyut Beis. The loch is when it's lach, the Meisiv is motor. Yevet. Meisiv Yevet is motor. That means you could have other svaras, because that would have to sit and have to move all the svaras over here. Meisiv is motor. The count is. So you have to cash it. So it counts, you have to cash it over here. Fine, Bez Hashem. even the Turk, in this case, even the Achashim Lichel. Even Turk Shim Lichel, if a Turk Shim Lichel might say a Shach says it's Osir, and Achashim Lichel, the Shach says, yeah, best move with the Suda Smitzvah. So either case you want, which he wasn't sure, it's either it's Osir Gomer, or it has to move with the Tzarech Mitzvah. In the Shach's world. That's the two choices. But Medishim, now going back to Simon Tzach Dalet. Al through Dalet is not the Sugim, not by not, but the Hei Bava Zayin Ches is, so Aslach HaRabba.